Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That is Benuni over there. Hello, Ben. What you doing?
Hi. How's it going? What's good. Going on?
Good. Nothing.
It is Vanderpump Rules Day, but before we get to that, we have the Golden Crappies coming up on February 27th in the glamorous Hollywood. So please come. It's going to be so much fun. Voting begins next week. We're getting the ballots together this weekend. You will see voting next week. Check our socials for that. You can also find it on watchwhatcrappens.com or on Patreon, of course. We have a new newsletter on Patreon that goes out every week. It's basically a blog of what happened during the week. So that's fun. Go check that out. That's also where you find ad-free listening, bonus episodes on Traders, and all our Crappens On Demand videos, which we're recording right now, everybody. We also are going to have live streaming tickets for the Crappies. Those will be announced. I mean, they're being announced now, but the ticket links will be available when the voting starts next week. Is it Monday?
It's not Monday. It's the fourth.
So next week, check next week. Yeah, I think it's the fourth. So thanks everybody for all the support with that. We are having so much fun. We're selling that theater. So get your tickets if you're going to come because it's going to be sold out. And today we are talking Vanderpump Rules, season something, episode something. I don't even have my notes open. That's where I'm at today. Like what?
Well, while you get your notes ready, I can say that Ronnie and I had a brush with greatness last night. Because we went out and had drinks with Dame Brian Moylan, a vulture, preeminent Bravo recapper of the internets. And we were in Rio, so we decided, hey, let's go over to Sir, see if any of the Vanderpump Rules kids were there. And lo and behold, everyone was there. We walk right in, and who's standing right there? Chris and Jason, the adorable OnlyFans eyebrow twins. And we saw Marcus. We saw
Shane Davis, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so funny. Oh, my God.
What handsome guys. Oh, my God. I mean, we see on the show that they're so cute, handsome. But geez, in real life, I was like, smala, those are some cute boys.
I know. And we did a group photo, and I don't know, like, for some reason, Ronnie, like, you just
You wait for me to walk away and then you take a picture. That's what happens time. There's so many pictures of just people without me there.
It's not our fault. Fair. You have some weird thing, some weird radar where I literally said, guys, let's take a group photo, and we all start to get in a row, and then all of a sudden you just bolted across the restaurant, over the side.
No, that's not what happened.
100%.
We were like, let's go. Are you guys ready? Because we did not go on purpose to go there. I was parked in front of the restaurant. So we were like, oh, let's just stop in there and see what's going on before I get in my car. So we walked in, and it was a viewing party. I guess they have viewing parties at the restaurant. We didn't know. And so there were all these people. So we knew people there, you know, because there's like, you know, Bravo commentators. And I saw Kate from Riccio's Recaps, who's so cute, and I like her stuff, and I, of course, know who she is, so I wanted, and we talked a bit, we were leaving, so I was like, well, I'm not going to leave without saying bye to that girl. I was like, so I'm going to go say bye to Riccio Recaps, and you guys were like, okay, and then we go outside, and you guys, oh, we took a picture, and you weren't there. Oh, well, I'm sorry for having manners and saying goodbye to somebody.
This is your interpretation of how it went, but for those of us who were there taking the picture, we were all starting to get into that row, and you ran out, and we were like, where's Ronnie going? We're like, and we start going, Ronnie, and you just were like,
it literally took 2 seconds anyway. So if that was the case, you guys should have waited for me. And guess what? I don't even care because I'm not a row picture kind of taker. Okay. I'll get my own pictures.
I know. I didn't like my angle. I have to like work on my angles again. I've got to like reset. I was trying to do like a thing with my legs, but it just sort of looked strange. But the most important part is that Guillermo took the photo for us. So this was a very special photo because there was a maestro of sorts behind the camera, not the maestro, but a maestro of sorts. So very special moment, but yeah, it was a super fun time, and everyone was nice, and love the show. Angelina wasn't there. I don't think Angelina was there because she was on Watch Happens Live last night. Angelica. And Angelica was on Watch Happens Live, and someone asked a question to her and said, Audrey says the fame has gone to your head. And Angelica goes,
Hello, is fame in the room? None of us are famous. No one here is famous. No, I'm still driving my Toyota. None of us have gained more than 10,000 followers. I was like, well.
Good for her.
Good for her. Good for her.
That's funny. Yeah, so fun times. Well, we open up this episode in Paso Robles. It's a Wii. We're going to Wii, the Women in Wine Conference, which is, by conference, I mean the table of eight ladies frothing over OnlyFans men.
Yes, and honoring me as the Wii Woman of the Year. Wii Wawa! Wii Wawa! Yeah. Last week I was called it.
Woman in wine. Woman for the year.
I don't know. Last week we kept on calling it Wiwa, but that's actually not the acronym at all. That was just women of. It was women in wine, and then just an A we added.
I think I have a ghost in my house that keeps knocking my phone off the desk. It's on the desk, really? And then it keeps falling off. Putting it on the desk. Do not fall off the desk. I'm watching you, I'm watching you, ghost.
Ew, well, guess what? Next year we'll go to Paso Robles to honor you, ghosts and wine.
So,
doesn't sell as well because you can't see them trying to get out like you can the women. Moo! Why am I stuck in this? They gurgle. Oh, it's adorable.
So much gurgling.
So the guys are still playing cornhole and saying like, you got it in the hole. While meanwhile, Demi and Kim and Angelica are in the bedroom, talking about the incestuous OnlyFans video that the guys have
just watched. Yeah.
Yeah.
Demi's like, oh my God, I need to go to church. I only watched 45 seconds of it. Like, I can't even imagine all 13 minutes of it. I mean, I can imagine it. And you know why I have to imagine it? Because I don't pay for the OnlyFans, okay? I wanted to see, and I did pay for the first guy, as I told you, little eyebrows. And then I went to look at big eyebrows, and his is free, but they're all just shirtless. And it's like, if you want to see more, you can become a super VIP, whatever. I was like, well, I'm not going to be a super VIP. And then I did click on one of the hidden videos, and it was longer, but it was like, this is $57 or something. I was like, girl, I'm not giving you $57. Are you nuts?
Yeah. Well, they were fresh off of a shoot, pun intended, last night when we saw them. They're like, yeah, man, we just did an OnlyFans thing, and now we're right here.
I know. And I said, so you basically rubbed one out live and then came to work? And he's like,
sort of shrug. I was like, yeah. I thought that wasn't so happening cute. Anyway. It just was on camera. Yeah. So they've watched.
We did
the
same thing. You just got paid.
Okay. That's right.
So we didn't. I didn't rub one out. Who says that? Disgusting. I'm turning into a disgusting person because of this show.
Disgusting. Like, oh my God, this is too much. I'm not going to have dinner. I mean, how do I even look at Chris? How do I look at either one of them?
Both get it in the hole, bro. Stick it in the hole. Yeah, fuck. You got to aim and get your shit right in the hole. I want your saggy shit right in the hole, bro.
Cut back. Every time I look at Chris and Jason, I'm just going to think, ew. Like, they're literally related by blood. I mean, I do that anyway, but now I know that they're also, like, jerking off together. So it's, like, double ew. I'm already at a base level ew. But now I'm at, like, really ew.
And Angelica says, I mean, that's what I do. I just don't look at them. So then we go to the bedroom and Angelica's like, yeah, we're still in the bedroom. And then Angelica's like, yeah, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Why are all these people so worried about OnlyFans? I'm surprised to see young people this upset over OnlyFans because I feel like so many people are on OnlyFans now. I'm surprised that they're so puritanical about it.
I think it's just the cousin of it all. The cousiny, like, incesty thing, you know? I mean, I knew...
I don't know. I'm like, Lebanese, cousin, you know? We have a lot of cousin first cousins cousin. Married in our family tree. And that's just the way it is. Because, you know, I come from a family of immigrants. And that's how it happened. They just... One of our family reunions, the cousins actually made t-shirts that said Incest Fest. Because there are so many married first cousins. So, you know what? Yeah. If you can marry your first cousin and have children that go on to own real estate companies, then you can certainly make $57 a load on OnlyFans with your cousin. Why should it be any different for the straights? and the geese.
That's right.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Okay.
You know, and the incest thing definitely weakens once you get into cousin territory, but it's still a little weird. But actually, a little weird.
It's weird.
It's fairly weird. It's fairly weird. I would say a very fairly weird thing. Maybe we've become like a little immune to it, having watched so much Game of Thrones and Game of Thrones spinoffs. But it's a little strange. So
listen, I'm not telling everyone they should go fuck their sister. I think it's different possibly too when you're actually having babies. But if you're just dropping loads into each other for some OnlyFans content, come on.
Yeah.
Waste not, want not. Stop judging.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they go into the kitchen to start making dinner, and Demi is, she's going to start making some mushrooms, which I really like this moment for her because she really, when she's making mushrooms, she does not want to be bothered, and she's very upset when anyone comes by her. So she's going to start,
mushrooms take forever, which people don't realize. Mushrooms are more annoying to make than people realize. They take more work.
Well, they also, they have such strange behaviors, right? And yeah. Demi even outlines it because she's at one point she's like, well, they're going to release liquid. And then that's when you season them, but you don't see them before because you don't want to season them early, right? You're supposed to season them after they release their juices, but you never know when they're going to release their juices. And then they absorb the oil, but then they release the oil and you're like, can you just make up your mind? I just want to cook you, you know?
Yeah. Mushrooms are confusing, but this was funny because Chris comes up and he's one of the incest twins. So she's grossed out right when she sees him because she's just seen him. God knows what he was doing to his cousin in that shower. So he comes in, he's like, oh, shit, Chef Demi's in the building. And Angelica's like, are those mushrooms you brought from home? They're trying to ignore him, but he won't leave. He's just like staying by her and it's bothering her, making the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And then Venus comes in a pink robe with pool floaties, one's an eggplant floaty or whatever. And he's like, I bought this for Chris and Jason because they're always talking about their dick. Little does he know.
Little does he know. And then they take a picture and everything. And then Marcus is slurring his way through the kitchen. He's like, it's obvious. It's obvious. I'm like, oh my God. And then Chris is like, they're all sort of in the kitchen, like doing fun things.
And Jason's trying to be nice to Demi and being like, wow, look at you. You're cooking. That's so cool. And she's like, get away from me. Please just leave me alone. He's like, but I'm just like, well, sorry, I'm just trying to support the chef. She's like, no, get away, because like you can't. He goes, don't you need oil? She goes, no, because there's like liquid in the mushrooms, and then the mushrooms release the liquid, and then you season the liquid, and then that's how much. Did you just fucking go away? She's like, God, sorry for trying to support.
She's like, now I'm mad. You're too close to the mushrooms. Okay, I can't go. Just go. I don't want to think about you and oil. Just don't even mention oil. Maybe should I jerk off in the mushrooms? No, I don't want to think about mushroom heads or oil or you. Get the hell out of here.
Don't want to think about things releasing liquid while you and your cousin are in the room. Okay. Empty your balls somewhere else.
He has no idea because he just comes around like, oh, can I help with the mushrooms? And she's like, please get as far away from me. I don't want you to get incest on these mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. So, Marcus is shit faced. He's like, hey, they're like, oh, damn, he's lit. And he's like, well, is it obvious all of a sudden? Is it obvious? Or is it obvious that I've got Ray-Bans? Because I've got Ray-Bans, guys. I've got Ray-Bans. I'm a DJ now. Ray-Ban DJs.
And Chris is, he's like looking at Demi's face because she's scowling because she's now mad about the whole mushroom situation. He's like, what's up with her face? She's always miserable. If Demi's here, who's scaring the crows away from our crops? Jason just goes, enjoy your mushrooms. Yeah. Fine. I was going to help with the mushrooms, but now I'm not going to anymore. So Shane walks in. Hey, there's some mushrooms in here.
I'm sorry, I'm lost in the notes. Okay, well, here they are. Enjoy your mushrooms. Okay, yeah. So he's like, are you feeling okay, Angelica? It's like, yeah, I'm all good. Yeah, well, you're a little more like reserved than usual. So why are you so reserved? She goes, I don't know. Like, I'll try and come out of my shell once I get out of my back brace.
I know. We still have no answers on that.
Okay, we gotta hit the hot tub, bro.
So they go out to the hot tub together, and meanwhile, Natalie's putting drink ingredients into the blender, And she's like, guys, are we ready? Because, like, if this is broken, I really can't. Like, I cannot with the broken machine. This better fucking work. I'm fucking... It works, everybody. Calm down, everybody. God.
They are so chaotic in this kitchen. I mean, this really speaks to the fact that they all just have, like, Bunsen burners that they're heating their macaroni on, because they're like, oh my God, it's a blender. What do we do? Oh my God, you have a pan, you're cooking the mushrooms. Oh my God, everyone relax. They're like not used to a full kitchen. So yeah. The outside in the hot tub, Angelica's like, how are you? It's like,
I'm good. This coming out of my, you know, I don't really know. Anyway, so I'm in my shell. My social battery's out. Like, I just got, like, pretty grossed out around the cousins. And I, like, I haven't exactly warmed up to Audrey completely yet. So it's just, like, a lot for me right now.
But I'm going to try. I'm going to try and, like, warm up to them. I just, like, can't hide it. Like, I'm physically, like, I'm ill. Like, I'm ill around them.
And he's like, what's making you ill? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's making you so ill, man?
And she's
like,
shot, well, man. Were you shot 12 times, man?
It's like, I saw some pretty alarming things on the internet. Like Jason and Chris naked, oiling each other up, spreading their butts open.
Stop. There's no way.
I'm not joking. He's like, that is not real. Come on.
There's no way that really happened. It's just not real. He goes, no, it is real. Just like my back is broken up. It's so real that someone named Israel literally showed it to us. Angelica's making it sound like these two dudes are spitting on each other, like splitting each other open. I just don't believe that, bro. Like, but either way, once I found out how much money these guys were making, I was like, ha ha, you can do whatever the hell you want. Incest is best, bro. Ha ha,
make your money. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you a story and it may make you disgusted with me.
She's like, oh God, why?
Are you stressed about it? Okay. So when I was a teenager, my cousin brought his girlfriend over.
Your cousin?
What? Yeah. And he brought his girlfriend into the room to teach me how to make women squeal. Yeah, Shane Davis.
What? Oh my God, did I really just dodge one incestuous man to lean into the arms of another? I mean, finally, I found someone over 6 feet, attractive, actual depth to him, and then he's going to tell me this?
Remind me about the actual depth part again, Angelica. I can we circle back to that? The depth part.
You just stop at 6 feet.
I got a washing machine in my house. I love doing laundry. Oh my God. That's like number 7 on my priorities.
His washing machine is so deep. You could put an entire load in there.
Is it front loading? High efficiency, baby. Oh my God.
Okay, what I'm saying is this wasn't incest. There was nothing incestuous between me and my cousin. We just did the Eiffel Tower together. That's it.
Oh my God, I love that you're international. Like, you weren't lubing him up and spreading his ass. I mean, that's like really like fucked up. Come on, there's no way they did that. I'm gonna love my boys no matter what. Like, look, they go down on each other, they Houdini, whatever it is. I don't care. Dirty Sanchez, I love my boys. Do what you gotta do. Am I right?
Just don't tell anybody about this.
And she's like, I'm totally going to. I'm Angelica.
It's like literally what she does.
And he's like, yeah, I don't think she understands consequences of spreading rumors. And, you know, it's going to, like, backfire on her because they're all pretty cool with everybody. It's like, you're just going to make enemies, you know? Like, you can't go against people spreading their butt cheeks against each other when everybody loves those butt cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Like what I... It's like what one of my mentors once said to me, spread butt cheeks, don't spread rumors.
Mm-mm. Well, as long as you know why I feel uncomfortable, I mean, we can just move past it.
I'm here for you. And if you need anything, I'm right here, okay? Right here.
I know you're rattled by the incest on OnlyFans, but if there's anything you need, I'm right here for you. I can come for you during this incest.
He's what a great guy.
Thanks. Thanks for hugging me. That incest really scared me.
You're going to need therapy just getting to know me, baby.
And she's like,
but I don't even have health insurance. Like, this is horrible.
How do you still not have health insurance? First of all, it's so expensive not to have it. They charge you so much money. I know it's really expensive, but like, girl, you just broke your back.
Yeah.
The ironies. Oh, so deep. She's so deep. I love her so much.
So then inside, Mark is like, guys, we love each other, remember? And Natalie's like, I love all of you. Like, whether you love me back or not, like, whatever. I love all of you guys back. I love you guys so much.
Yeah, we love you, Natalie. And VK, that's how we do it.
So they're wondering where Shane is, and they're in the hot tub, but Angelica's getting out to go change. So they're like, let's go hang out with him. So they go get in the hot. Chris and Jason get in the hot tub with Shane, and he's just heard this rumor about them. And Jason's like, this is simmering my nuts, this hot tub. Well, yeah, I feel the jet right up against my hole. Oh, bro, get it. You have your phone? Yeah, get it right now.
Spread those cheeks, bro. Spread it, bro.
Like, I'm going to put this so far up my ass, water's going to come out my ears. Get it on tape. Get it on
the phone. Hey, guys, I'm getting in the hot tub also. It's so hot in here, but it feels really good. Are you guys doing incest? Can I be part of that? This is so fun.
And Chris is like, wow, yeah, the view's amazing, right, guys? And Jason goes, yeah, it looks like Italy.
Tuscany. Yeah, I'm like,
anytime you see a hill, it's Italy. It's basically Italy.
So Shane is like, ha, 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 I'm so glad. I was worried it was going to turn into like fucking World War III in here, bro.
We've already had World War III, man. Come on. Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, Natalie, it's Chris talking. I feel like with you and the whole situation with the girls, I feel like it's not like that hard to smooth it out, right? She goes, no, but they like don't want to, you guys. They don't even want to smooth it out with me. So how am I supposed to smooth it out if they don't want to? I can smooth it all I want to, but if they don't want to, it's going to be wrinkled. It's a wrinkled relationship.
Yeah, but like you guys are civil though, right? Like it's a civil war, not a world war. So then inside Demi is like, Demi, who is fully scowling and still standing over her mushrooms, looks at the rest of the kitchen, goes, I'm having a really good time. Like I'm having a really good time.
Ginger tub. So in the hot tub, Natalie's like, yeah, I mean, they're the ones that said they don't want to move on. So what am I supposed to do? Well, yeah, but honestly, like, can I say something? I got to. Like, I'm just being like empathetic. That's like when you feel something. Like, you feel somebody else's emotions, right? Is that empathetic? Okay, thanks,
guys.
Is
that like when someone's emotions, like, open up your butt cheeks and do stuff in there? Because that's what I'm feeling right now. It's like, I think that's the jet stream. Oh, yeah. Well, from how upset you were now, I feel like you focusing on yourself brought, like, a better energy to you. I can read energy. So, you're doing a good job, Natalie. So then Marcus comes out. He's
like, you assholes got in the goddamn zone without me. Hey, you naked shindus.
These are pink shorts, so they look like I'm naked.
Do you guys understand? Like, I'm putting on a brave face. Like, look at my face. It's brave. And I really didn't do anything to betray them. Like, they both screamed at me, you guys. Like, their excuses that I screamed at them. Like, what kind of excuse is that?
Marcus, not me. I didn't scream at you. She's like, Marcus, we're not even allowed to speak. Like, you haven't screamed at me, but like, you and I aren't allowed to talk. Don't talk to me. I know I have a brave face and it's very brave and you want to talk to someone who's brave and I accept your salute, but don't talk to me. They're just screaming at me, Marcus.
I didn't want to get past this dumb bullshit because there's so much bullshit about it.
And Demi's like, somebody's screaming outside. Guess who else is screaming? These fucking mushrooms. You hear it? It's like glorious. It's like they're all dying on the battlefield together. Listen to it. It's like
we're finally getting a good sizzle, guys.
That's another thing with mushrooms. They do kind of scream. You hear them. They're like, just shut up. You're a mushroom. I guess just stop.
I guess that's why Toad sounds like that. So Natalie's like, guys, why aren't you telling the people that don't want to be friends with me that I'm like, I'm a very brave face. I'm like a soldier. Tell people that. Mark is like, you want me? You got my head taken off, girl? I'm not going to have my head taken off. You're getting your head taken off. Well, I'm not going to have my head taken off. But like, that's on you, buddy. Like, that's why I don't care anymore. Like, I care so little that I came to this hot tub just to tell everyone about how those bitches are to me. And like, I don't care.
Guys, why are we yelling in a hot tub of all places? I mean, you got Jason here with one jet going up his asshole and the other one going down his throat. He's basically being spit roasted. Can we just enjoy the free life?
Guys, free shit. Come on, enjoy this. People pay good money for this.
Jason goes, that's real, bro. I honestly think Natalie has been so good at actually moving forward.
Yeah, you're doing great, Natalie. You're doing brain face. That's a brain face right there, Natalie.
Yeah, listen, you know, like, we can talk about you guys, but why don't we talk about me and Venus, though, guys? Because, you know, like, me and Venus could sit here for an hour and blame each other, like, but that was my best friend, and that's what hurts me, like, this motherfucker.
I just wish Venus were alive to see my remorse. Venus is just, like, sitting there in the hot tub watching this, saying nothing, like, this guy.
He's like, I just put my hair up. He's like, I put my hair up and that's my power. So he knows he's getting me when my power is in a bun. No.
So then Jason puts his arm around Marcus. He's like, dude, I know he's your boy. Have you thought about spreading his cheeks? It's pretty cool when it happens. Marcus,
it's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up.
Dude, he actually does care about you. Look, he's there in the corner of the hot tub, just looking at you, staring at you, wondering if you'll crimp his hair.
I love that Venus didn't fall for this and immediately get up and go hug him. And he just watches him with his lips. He's like, my lips are watching too. And he's like, when I'm not on good terms with Marcus, it's like it eats him alive. And like, I do love this man. And like, I do care about this man, but I'm playing it safe and I'm observing his actions to rebuild our friendship. And if there's any hope for us moving forward, I'm just going to need him to see how he behaves on this trip. And that's it.
So then Natalie's like, guys, why are we all upset with each other? Because we're all hurt by each other. So like, why can't we just like drop it and start fresh? Like, why can't we do that?
Me too.
But they're not. The mushroom bitches inside are not. They're ruining everything.
It reminds me of that time I went to dinner with Venus and we shared mushrooms that time.
So they go inside to have dinner. And Demi's like, guys, there's garlic bread, I guess.
And that's baked ziti, Jury's I guess. I love that she's Jury's a waiter. Out. She's like, that's a baked ziti, I guess. And Venus goes, okay, I want some. And Jason goes, why is it called baked ziti? Jason.
You're Italian, Jason. Why do we have to explain these things?
And Venus Jason, goes, get out of my dreams and into my car. Okay.
I know. Venus goes, because she baked it and it's a ziti noodle. So it's called baked ziti. Still not sure if I follow.
It's like, what? Like, Jason, well, what I just want to thank you for what weapon?
He's just getting more philosophical. Like, but what is a ziti? Like, okay.
What is ziti anyway? I'm going to fuck this ziti. I'm going to fuck it. Jason, I just want to thank you for standing up for me. And he's like, you're welcome. She goes, yeah, because it's a big deal for me. I'll never forget that. You guys, you stood up for me. Baked ziti. He stood up for me.
Guys, I just realized ziti is just the fleshlight of the pasta world.
Aside from Venus, Siri. I'm like everyone's Siri personal punching bag, and like that gets really lonely and really depressing. So thank God for Jason. But like he finally sees me and he understands me and he validates me. Like it couldn't be better.
Oh, love is in the air again, or at least in the ziti. By the way, every time I say ziti, my phone lights up because it thinks that I'm talking to her. When I said that ziti was the fleshlight of the pasta world, my phone goes, I didn't get that. I'm like, are you saying you didn't understand the request or you just didn't get my joke? Please don't shame my joke. If you have to explain your joke, it's a bad joke. Thanks for shaming me, phone. Mm. So Demi is like, you got Marcus, you're not drinking. He's like, 9:30. Are you guys ready? Why are you cutting me off at 9:30? It's like, okay, can we stop now? And Kim's like, yeah, babe, save it for mimosas before the event tomorrow. Ugh, bad girl Kim is here.
We are not drinking before the event tomorrow. It's work, okay? And Audrey's like, yeah, we have the WeWo conference tomorrow. And like a lot of different winery owners are going to be there. And they're like all going to have lunch. It's like incredible. We cannot be on mimosa.
Yeah, we're going to pour the wine and we're going to set up the food. And guess what? We're going to serve the food. Hot girl summer. So Venus is like, yeah, Lisa wants us on time and not fucking off. So we're going to bring it for a wheel.
So Marcus, Marcus is like, okay, let's hear a sommelier impression, okay? And Jason goes, Marcus, go. So Marcus is like, I'm in Point County. Your age is 1995. So.
Not the silence. Not the silence.
Spin your glass. And he starts like beating the wine in the glass, you know, really hard.
I'm a small dog.
He's in the party zone over there. Sorry, I choked on my laugh.
All right, guys, let's go skinny dipping. So it's like a skinny dipping time. And Shane's like,
guys, you can't even see my wiener. It's not big right now, dog. Like, I got to helicopter this shit or something. But he bring the pump. Where's the pump, dog? I've been shot.
My nipples are extremely hard. And they do, like, backflips. They're all jumping in the pool. They're having a fun time. It's just a great moment. But guess what? It's now time for It's 8:28 in the morning, and everyone has to wake up because it's time to serve Lisa Vanderpump. So now they're making some eggs and toast and stuff, and breakfast time's around. And Jason's like, hell yeah, pasta was fire last night. But the only thing is, I'm bloated because I didn't realize ziti is actually pasta. Did you know that? So confused by the whole process.
Yeah, I barely ate the pasta, but I did eat a little salad. Who made the salad? It was fucking sick.
Natalie's like, I made the salad. Yeah, I made it. Oh my God, I did.
It was so good. The best thing is the lettuce. Fucking love lettuce.
It feels so good to be appreciated for taking that lettuce out of the bag. Like, finally, someone appreciates me around here.
By the way, you smell banging. What is that?
Thank you.
What's that banging smell?
Iceberg lettuce. What's
that perfume? That perfume?
Yeah, it's just iceberg. It's iceberg. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Iceberg by Foxy. It's like a great lettuce scent. So good.
You know, like I smell stuff because like I tend to pick up on vibes. And you know, it's like chemistry because like guys smell stuff and I smelled you. Like when I kiss a girl, I know right away if sex is going to be good because it's like the fucking smell, bro.
Wow. Yeah. Well, guess what? Iceberg tread ahead. It's on my neck. Love it. Love that you could pick up on these details. You're so great. So attentive.
So, Marcus comes in and, Shane's like,
whoa, your hair's looking good, Marcus. You even got a little Superman curl right now, dude.
You're not up for that Superman role, are you? Cause then we're not going to be able to be bros anymore. I'm going to get it, bro. I'm going to get that role, bro.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So outside on some chairs, Angelica and Audrey are talking, having the talk. And Angelica's like,
I didn't feel like I could talk too much yesterday.
And she's like, yeah, because like last time we spoke, I feel like we were like on very separate pages because like you were offensive to me because like I was more upset that you took information and used it because I was seeing it as like I was saying it to my girl. And then like that's why for me, it like kind of broke my trust.
She's like, I would never share your secret, but it's like a guy's secret. So it's different.
Yeah, and like when I do like Jason and Chris under the bus, I didn't realize you were like so attached to it. So if you also received a broken back from the bus, I'm so sorry from one broken back person to another.
So Angelica's like, okay, it's just time to move on, you know? And she's like,
you know, when it comes to Chris and Jason, Audrey's like protective about them. So I feel like now may not be the right time to bring up the whole cousins touching each other situation.
So she's going to hold on to this information, but we need this information out.
They're going to tease it out.
So Angelica's like, sorry for hurting you. She's like, I appreciate that. And I think like we are both like a little still confused about the situation, even though it's like pretty clear you were a bitch and I wasn't, but that's fine.
She's like, yeah, I think it's like not worth holding on to, right?
She's like, yeah, no, it's like not worth holding on to. Yeah, right.
So inside they're talking about work and Shane doesn't get to go because he doesn't work there. So he's like,
well, today I'm going to do my shit. You know, I got to go for a run. I'm going to hit up a 12-step meeting. Yeah, can't wait to meet some Paso Robles AA bitches, baby. And then I'm going to do a little, had a little nightmare last night that I took alcohol from Marcus. I said, you've had enough. And then I hit the corner and started fucking chugging it.
What I'm trying to say is I'm kind of spiraling over here.
So then Audrey is like, by the way, Audrey was like, hey, so how was your date with Shane, Angelica?
She's like, oh my God, the date was like really nice. He's like so honest. Like he has like a washing machine. Like that's like so raw of him to say that. Like I really feel like we connected.
Mm-hmm. Audrey's like, yeah, he's really real. Real people have washing machines in their own homes.
So in Shane's room, Chris is like, hey, so how are you in your little situation? Did she sleep in the bed last night? He's like,
no, bro. Like she may let me go that route, but like, I kind of feel like she kind of needs a little bit more security. And I just kind of like told her, I'm like, not really boyfriend material. You get it, bro.
Are you sure about that, bro?
He's like, oh yeah, straight up about it, but I do want to do that, you know, finger in the hole, finger in the, it's like tremendous, bro, but like I badly want to do it. But this is where the ethics become difficult, because I know she wants somebody to rely on emotionally, and I know that I don't have those tools, but I want to sleep with her still. So it's just like, there's two worlds at war. Vaginas, emotions, murder.
I love how he uses therapy talk to like justify being a fuckboy. It's like, yeah, just, you know, I can't be monogamous with her because I just don't have the tools to do it. So I'm just going to be up front with her and just like want to make her feel safe and secure and bang her and move on. You know what I'm saying? So Chris is like, you know, it doesn't even seem like you guys, even in the jacuzzi last night, you guys looked like you were having a deep conversation about something. You guys look like really two very deep people. Wow. I'm so impressed.
Like, yeah, but you know, like things are mellowing out. I've noticed her and Audrey are cool. They seem to be getting along, so that's pretty cool, you know?
And so we cut to Angelica and she's like,
yeah, I'm like, also, like, I felt like in a way he brought us like this all brought us like closer together, right?
And Audrey's like, me and you? She goes,
yeah.
Audrey's like, I like still hate you.
Literally drove us apart. She's like, listen, I don't trust the girl, but I don't want to be a dick about it anymore. Like, white flag. It's almost like it's a truce.
She's like, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Sick away this conversation, bitch. And I mean bitch in the worst way. Sometimes it's just better to get your sickness out. You know, nobody wants to be a dick.
Yeah, so now everybody is getting ready. And of course, Venus, we get a shot of Venus. He's like, I only use Gucci bronzer.
We know that's Gucci bronzer, not Gucci bronzer. And yes, it's probably like some chemical they use to set off the fireworks.
Some Gucci bronzer. Get out of here. So now Chris gets a phone call and Venus is like, oh my God, I need another spray tan and I need more Botox. And like, I think my mission right now is like finding a man.
Yeah, I'd rather find it here than in garbage options I got in West Hollywood. I don't get hit on by men. In West Hollywood, there's only one standard of gay. It's either and it's big and muscular. And if you're not that, then you're just on the low end of the dating pool. And in Texas, everyone's looking for love. In West Hollywood, you greet someone by eating their ass. Sorry. So then...
Can I just say, we were in West Hollywood last night. And this is not, that's not true. I mean, I know that that's a stereotype of West Hollywood. We didn't see one of those last night. Maybe you just have to go out on the weekdays. Because I think the weekdays is when the rest of us go out.
West Hollywood was looking a lot like Lisa described it at the beginning of the season with like tumbleweeds. Like no one was out there. It was just like the three of us.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a Tuesday, fairly early. But still, like that's when to go if you want to meet guys that aren't like muscular. There were like normal guys out there, I would say. Like normal gays.
Yeah, they were normal size and shaped gays.
There was a lot of Poochie bronzer.
Yeah. So Venus is saying, yeah, I've never run across a man that I felt deserved my time and energy or my body. There are whores out here in West Hollywood. Whores! So then drama. You mentioned earlier that Chris received a phone call, but little did we realize, little did we realize that that phone call was about to set off a series of unfortunate events for Christopher.
Ooh, so Lemony Snicket, get to work.
Nickelany Snicket.
So Chris is telling Marcus, he's like, yeah, so Jason's brother calls me and I have him on speaker and we're talking about going to Bali. And he's like, yeah, bro, we're going to fuck some mad bitches. And then Audrey's like right there. Oh my God, now she's mad. Because like, we're going to fuck mad bitches. Like, what am I supposed to fuck? Happy bitches only?
Marcus like, oh, so she had a little funk. No, she's a little pissed, a little busy. She's like, I mean, she definitely heard it. So I don't know. I kind of just like laughed it off and I was like, fuck, she definitely heard that. And Audrey's like, it's making me question everything. Like, how does he feel about me? Does he think about me romantically? Is he just trying to get in my pants? Maybe Chris just acts the way he like that. He would do that to be in a relationship with you. But is he like really a fuck boy? I'm like, well, let's see. He's a muscle clad
bartender in West Hollywood. I think all signs point to fuckboy. Yes, fuckboy. That is the correct answer. Yes.
Done reality dating shows before. Has a rubber ass and a dick pump in the shower. And yeah,
took a
just
job
joined this show. Just joined the show network. To be on TV. So
to network. Yeah. Yes, I'm gonna say, and he's an actor. So we're gonna say. The correct answer is fuckboy. Fuckboy.
The important thing to know is when you meet a fuckboy, just know they're a fuckboy and fuck them. And just, call it a day. It's like, don't be mad at a Snickers for being a Snickers. Eat the Snickers. Yeah, Snickers satisfies you.
Ugh, what I would do for a Snickers right now, I've got to say. I want a Snickers. I also want a Kit Kat because you mentioned Kit Kat a few times during our Salt Lake City recap and don't think it wasn't.
I'm sorry, Lisa Barlow mentioned Kit Kats, not me.
And there were like a million Kit Kat commercials on during football on Sunday. So I'm just, because I'm a bro, guys. Many facets.
Yeah, Ben watches football, you guys. Another fuckboy, Ben. Football Ben.
Yeah. And they had Kit Kat commercials on like every single commercial break. Anyway, it's time to leave. Time to go to Wee. So they're all getting into different cars Jason's driving and they pack up their women and Mark is like, all right guys, let's go fuck up some women and wines. And Chris is observing the landscape. He's like, the hills do actually make it look pretty cool out here. So you heard it here first. The hills in Paso Robles, A+.
And Venus goes, yeah, the grapes, like, they're actually gonna like taste different up as you go. Like, I learned that all in my sommelier class. And Chris goes, did you say Somalians? Would you say? And he's like, I said a sommelier. And Audrey's like, it's sommelier. Yeah.
Sommelier class. You never went to sommelier class?
I love that he went to sommelier class, but they never said sommelier the whole time.
Did you go to a small class? A class that was smaller than other ones? A smaller class? Yeah, no, a sommelier class. Smallier. So now they got to work. And we meet Lauren, founder of Rava Wines. She's like, we're serving all rosés, so we'll have the Vanderpump wines and our wines. And first we have to pull out some linens, and we need to go get the linens chilled out with a nice bucket. Also, we need someone to tell Pandora it's okay to come out from the house. She's inside cowering in her pashmina. Can someone bring her out?
And Venus goes, whoa, this is some fancy shit I've never experienced before. So he's like, yeah, obviously I love working for Lisa Vanderpump because she's like the queen, the icon, absolute national icon of the United States of America. And I want to prove to her that I can move up it, sir. And I'm that bitch. But like at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And that's all you can say for the crimp of the crimp. And if somebody who owns this estate wants to come swoop me off my feet and make me never have to work another day in my life, then I would be totally fine with that. You want to meet me? Eat my ass. That's what we say in West Hollywood.
Hi, sorry to interrupt your internal monologue. This is Lauren, founder of Rafa Wines again. We really do need you to move that ice chest, so could you...
Shut up, bitch. I'm doing a monologue. Do your own fucking ice chest.
Well, I'm sorry that my husband is a muscle-clad, perhaps gay guy, but whatever. He's still sleeping with me. Get to it, bitch.
How's like, everything going, Lauren? She's like, everything's going great. The staff has been hard at work. One of them's over there picking mud off the bottom of his shoes. And the other one is crimping his hair with drinking little stir straws, talking about eating ass and possibly getting a job from someone here.
I think he just tried to text my husband.
I did it to myself, though. I did it to myself.
I volunteered to be a beard. I thought it'd be fun. It's a very lonely position to be in, Lisa. Oh, stop talking to me, non-famous person. Now let's get to work. So now they're all setting things up, and Marcus is saying, like, I have a hangover today, and the last thing I want to do right now is serve all these housewives rosé. I mean, I'd much rather be drinking the rosé by myself, okay? I want to watch Maury. Oh, wow, that showed my age a little bit. Also showed that you don't seem to realize there's so much more to watch in the afternoons.
Yeah, what really. I love that you're leading yourself into something. You're like...
That's what you chose.
Yeah. there's so much.
There's so much.
So Lisa's like, well, when we say everybody's tasting the wine, that is everybody but you, staff, wacky children,
But you,
Lauren, don't try to hop onto my joke. You're just a bit player.
This is called Women in Wine, not Lauren in Wine. Now, the Women in Wine event. Oh, go ahead, darling. Please.
No, I was just going to say, Lauren may be a beard. Doesn't mean you have to actually have a beard, Lauren. Get her a razor, someone.
Please, someone grab Santa Claus and tell her it's not her season, eh? Now, the Women in Wine Wii U event is an honor to be a part of. It's great for business, as anyone who's have been to Sir in the past year would know. Really working. Now, these women are here today are the crème de la crème, that's French, of the wine world. And to be successful in business can be challenging, especially a male-dominated business like wine.
Are they serving creamy wine?
No, crème de la crème of wine is a... No, just get back to work, you sweet, handsome little eyebrow. Okay, let's get this Wii U going. Wii.
So, a vase falls off the bar and breaks. And I was like, I didn't do it. Like, why is everyone yelling at me? Like, everyone's literally yelling at me. Like, Lauren's yelling at me. Like, shut up, whisker face. I don't need it.
So Lisa's like, now listen, I know how hard this business is, ladies, and let's raise our glasses to see successful female entrepreneurs, even the bearded lady over there. It's something after my own heart. So I'd like to thank you for all coming to the Wii U.
Chris is like, hello, ladies. So we're going to start off with our Vanderpump Brut Rosé. It's a
Chris, I'm in the middle of a speech to the Wii U. Right, darling.
Well, you all look wonderful, by the way. Enjoy, ladies. And don't forget to look around and enjoy those hills. Real A-plus hills around here.
Ooh, I'm trying to make a speech. But now at this point, the lady's like, oh, hi, Chris. Oh, my God. Are you guys even 21? Oh, my God. Women in Wine. We want to be women in Chris, right?
Oh, my God. Your name is Jason. They're twins. Look at these two. Aren't you too cute?
Lady, would you like me to open this bottle of wine or my zipper?
Oh, my God. They are so ridiculous. So silly. Get over here. You guys look like the Franco brothers.
This is verging on the edge of inappropriateness. But then again, we are a naughty, sexy, young brand. And I got my very handsome group of men. Ooh, it's also nice for the ladies. I mean, to a certain extent, isn't it? Unfortunately for them, those men are about to disappear. Smoke bomb, they're gone and turned into doves.
Are they serving themselves up all the wine?
So Natalie is like, Audrey, is something wrong? Why are you yelling at me? She goes, I'll tell you later. Is it between our van or is it the other van? It's Chris. Oh my gosh, I'm shocked. I'm like literally shocked. I can't believe that there'd be an issue with Chris. Like what? This is crazy. Stop yelling at me. Everyone's yelling at me.
Yeah, it's dead with Chris. Like I was trying not to bring it up before work because like I didn't want to make it weird at the wheel. But, you know, it's really hard to keep it in. It's like, oh my God, do you need to like sleep in my bed tonight? Because we can go to bunk beds. Like there's one more bunk bed. You'll be my friend, right?
And Jason overhears this. He's like, wow. This is a lot to take in on the heels of learning about Big ZD. So Natalie's like, I'm surprised that Chris and Audrey are having issues right now at all. I mean, because they've actually seemed like so adorable this whole trip. They're cuddling in the car. They're sharing the primary. I can't believe that their 5-day-old relationship is already showing cracks. It's crazy.
So now the food is being served and the guys are talking. And Jason's like, hey, bro, is your like girl mad at you or something? He's like, I don't know. Yeah, because she said she might sleep in the bunk beds. I heard it. Yeah, because I was like, maybe she didn't want to sleep next to you. And like, I swear, dude, I heard. Like, I was like, Chris is on the shit list.
It's like, I feel like there's like a pun here to be made. Like, I heard it through the wood post. I heard it through the wood post. So Jason's like, I swear, Chris is on the shit list. He's like, yeah, it's because your fucking brother just called and said some crazy shit. I had him on speaker talking about our trip to Bali, and he's just like out of nowhere, dude, yeah, we'll probably fuck some mad bitches. And it's like, yeah, of course we will, but you don't have to say that out loud. Like, what's wrong with that?
And Mark, were we supposed to only fuck like happy bitches? That's what I said.
Bitches be hearing things. Okay, Marcus is drunk again. Okay. I mean, he's single. He's a horny guy right now. That's just my brother. He's allowed to be.
Like, yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. But like, she doesn't know that. Like, she doesn't know. Makes me look bad, bro.
Yeah, and Jason's like, well, what'd you say to that? What was your response? Did you say fuck yeah or something? He's like, no, I said shut the fuck up. Yeah, like Audrey's been cold with me. Like, you know, puts in perspective, like how much I do care about this woman. Like, I really, really care.
Yeah, man.
Care so much.
Woman sees your penis pump. Hard to ever go back.
So he's like, yeah, she's definitely upset. So Demi's like, can we finish clearing that table? And then there's nothing else to do. Okay. So just like finish up, you guys. Like, seriously, we're done here.
They're not even serving mushrooms at this stupid event. Like, why are we even here? So Chris is like, Chris is still worrying about all this stuff. And he's like, you know, we're going to have hiccups, but like, why is she not talking to me about this? What's wrong? So this is becoming a big crisis for their relationship.
Venus says, Shane's probably like bored out of his fucking mind. And so we cut to Shane and Shane's like,
whoa, yeah, I needed a moment to myself. I'm so grateful I got some time to kick it solo dolo. Yeah, get some sunlight. I got to do my breath work. Yeah, I got to do some Wim Hof. Yeah, yeah, I have to protect my peace, especially with this kind of drama that's going on around me. And then I realized...
We see him taking out trash, just looking around. He's like,
yeah, I got kind of bored. I got bored.
I miss my friends. So Venus is, he's like, I'm just going to watch Lisa. Like, look, she's so fucking iconic over there. Queen, will you? Who stopped that? Oh, goodness, that my young, saucy brand of waiters, they sometimes act up. You must forgive them, fellow wheels.
All right, now listen. I'm leaving for Wadoo. That's Women and Dogs in Wine Conference. We've figured out a way to trap tiny dogs in wine bottles. It's going to be a huge event. Only female dogs, which is why it's Women Dogs in Wine. Anyway, I've got to go.
Unfortunately, I now must attend my next charity function, which is Weed and Pewee, which of course stands for Women in Not Near Poor Women. So I will be going back down to Beverly Hills and enjoy yourself.
I'm sorry, I've got to go to my next event, the Woo, which is the Why Were Women in Wine Conference. Where we gather around as winemakers and try to save the women who were trapped in wine bottles.
I'm going to speak and testify against China for putting women in wine bottles. It has to stop. So she leaves to go to Mother.
Women
she
are making sandwiches out of China. Someone needs to do something. I'll be back.
So she leaves for World Dog Day. And...
It's also the sound that my car makes when I leave. Now turn on that car, Pandy. Harder, Pandy. Yes.
So now we go back to the ranch and everybody's making burgers and Natalie wants hot sausage. So Venus goes to the pool. I don't know. They're just all relaxing.
Yeah, they're hanging around.
Yeah, they're having good times. And Chris sees Audrey and he's like, so how you doing? She's like, okay. He's like, good. You were a little shy today. What happened? She's like, yeah, I was off. He goes, were you upset that you heard my cousin say we were going to fuck mad bitches in Bali? You can go ahead and talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Yeah, I just kind of like threw me off a little bit. Like, I just like, because I just told you my biggest fear in this world is that someone I would fall for would then go to Bali and encounter some women who are like really upset and then have sex with them. Like literally my biggest and most specific fear in the world. And it just like sort of came true in that moment. It's like, right. And like in that moment, my brain was like, okay, well, I know what I'm feeling is real and I'm letting my walls down and like trying. And it just definitely made me like take a little step back and kind of like evaluate if you were like in the same headspace. And now I think like my question is like, how do you feel towards me? Like I already introduced you to Mary Faith and our horse. Like that's a big deal. And I'm just gonna like throw it out the window.
Obviously I fucking like you. I mean, I don't just break anybody's bed for free. So like other than that, like has there ever been a moment where you thought like I wasn't into you? Like other than that. She's like, no. I mean, I don't have OnlyFans. So like, I was just confused because like, that was the first thing where I was like, wait, is this going to be great? Like, oh my God, what's happening? So I tells us that she self-sabotages, but, you know, that's also kind of paying attention to what's going on around you. It's not really self-sabotage. Those are warning bells. I think self-sabotage is when you ignore the warning bells. That's how people, you know, well, that's when their house is burned down. They don't hear the beeps.
That's right. Well, it also cracks me up. Like, hey, other than you hearing my cousin confirming our previous plan to go to Bali and fuck bitches, have I given you any indication that I'm not into you? Like, just take that out of the equation. I think everything sounds great, right? It's like, I like when people do that. Like, aside from this, like, thing, this giant red flag that you just saw, everything else is fine, right?
Yeah. And so Chris says to us, he's like, Justin was saying on the phone that, like, when we go to Bali, we're going to be fucking mad bitches. Like, I will not be doing that. I mean, I'm going to be talking to bitches, but, like, I'm not going to be fucking them, not all of them. I mean, come on. That's not the point of the trip.
The point of the trip is to have stimulating conversation with mad bitches. That's it. Like, that's why you go to Bali, is just to have very good conversation with Australian bitches.
But just that he worded it like, I will not be fucking all of them. Okay. Well, that's a promise. That sounds like a promise. So we go back to the pool and Venus wants to play a game. Housewives fan alert. Yeah. But this one is called Squirt. And you get a squirt gun and he asks a question. And if you pull the card, whoever answers, whoever the answer is, we all have to squirt them.
Ha ha ha. Funny story. My cousin brought over a girl when I was 17 to teach me how to play this game. Squirt.
Stop it. Oh my God, Shane.
So,
Jason's like, I won. Marcus is like, why'd you just squirt on my face, bro? The game hasn't even started. He's like, did you get it? did anybody record that?
Okay, everyone. First question. Okay. The first one says, okay, squirt the bitch who can't handle their alcohol. So then they all, Kim squirts Marcus. And he's like, Kimberly, it's not your choice. It's the person who's reading the card. But then they all shoot him. Because he's drunk and has been drunk this entire time.
Okay, squirt who you think has the most secrets. And who gets it? Marcus shoots Demi. And I want to know her secrets. What are they? What are Demi's secrets?
I
want to know.
I hate mushrooms. There, I said it. So then.
That's why I cook them. I like to hear them screaming.
I'm the only one that has, she's like, I'm the one that has the most secrets. Chris and Jason are sitting on the mother of all secrets, the cousin of all secrets.
Oh my God, squirt who you think is the funniest and the hottest in the group. Guys, don't squirt me. It's too soon. No.
So she shoots Shane. And so Angelica's like, yeah, I'm feeling Shane and I are actually growing something, like more than just flirtation. Like I feel it in my ovaries.
Beep. Beep. They're like, monogamy, kids, yay.
Oh my God. Is no one paying attention to these men?
He literally spelled it out for you. He literally said, I don't do monogamy. He's an actor, model in Hollywood. Nothing about those words ever equates to monogamy and kids.
Yeah.
Kids that are get taken care of.
I was going to say kids, sure. Child support. Okay. Yeah. So everyone goes inside to get ready for the night and they're going to all relive their college glory days. So they want to go out and get shit-faced. What's wrong with me? They're going into hopping San Luis Obispo downtown.
Yeah. Go to this farmer's market and Marcus explains his emotional journey with this plan. He's like, I mean, Thursday night, they've got a farmer's market. And when all the girls were like getting super excited to go, I was like, I don't want to look at fruits and vegetables. I had no idea. It was a street party. Now, great insight into what a surprise he must have felt when he showed up and it was more than fruits and vegetables. Like, wow, man, this worked out.
So we go to the festival and everybody couples off and we find out that the couple is back together. Marcus and what's your buns, Kim, back together. And everyone's like, shocker. Wow, the world's shortest breakup has come to an end, I guess.
Yeah. And Shane and Angelica are, they're standing in line to get some food and they're flirting and everything. And Shane's like, it feels really good to play house with Angelica. It just feels like I've got a mini girlfriend or for vacation, you know? And like, even though I told her I don't want to do something serious, it's really hard to say,
say, hey, pump the brakes, because we haven't had sex yet. So once we do that, then I can pump the brakes and be like, you're crazy.
I had to pump the brakes when the stick hasn't even been shifted yet, right?
So now he's wanting some pulled pork, and that's exciting. He's offering some to Angelica, and she doesn't want any. But she goes over to Demi, and she's like,
I'm trying to get close to Shane, but he's like he's sharing a sandwich with Natalie, and I'm like, why is he sharing a sandwich with Natalie?
Why aren't people watching this show? This is
it's so stupid.
It's like literally so stupid.
We are like, dumber for having watched this show, but God damn it, I love every episode of it.
I know. I mean, it's just so refreshing when you come off of like Salt Lake City. And it's like our marriage is falling apart and we're fighting for it. I don't know if it can last. One of them, we're feeling all these things. And it's like, he literally offered his pulled pork sandwich to Natalie and like not to me. I'm just like, where do I stand with him?
I mean, Shane can share his pulled pork sandwich with whoever he wants to, but like, why does it have to be the one girl that like he took on a date?
Demi's like, so he offered his sandwich to everybody. She's like,
I don't offer my sandwich to everybody. If I buy a pulled pork sandwich, I only share it with the person that I love, who I'm gonna have children with.
Okay, but he's offering it to everyone, so like, don't worry about it.
I think, but Angelica, it is also a good metaphor, because he is going to share his sandwich with everybody forever. That's until he turns like ugly and or older. He's just going to be sharing that sandwich. Listen, the man is pulled pork. He's going to be spreading it around.
Let's be honest. The sandwich has probably already been shared by everyone.
Yes. God, I want a sandwich. So we flash back to yesterday, and we see Jason saying like, so how was it? We see when she got jealous, basically, that he did a video shoot and kissed Audrey in the video shoot. And now she's getting jealous again. And Demi's like, yeah, I think she's a little obsessive there.
Jason may have been onto something. So Audrey is licking Chris's ear, and he's like, you can't do that, babe. What if the mad bitches find out? And then Shane and Angelica are holding hands, playing house. And Venus is like, I didn't realize I was being invited to a couples retreat. I guess the only person I have left is Demi. Demi's like, we could be a couple. Sorry, HR. She's like, yeah, at least Demi has a fat ass. She's sort of iconic for the gays, you know? So basically Demi and Venus are stuck amongst all these couples who are being super, super annoying. And then Demi's like, are you and Jason like a thing, Natalie? And she's like, no, like what? Like, we're not a couple, but if we were, we'd be so cute. Like, so, but it's like so friends, right, Jason? Like, so such friends.
And Demi's like, I do not want to be around for that. So like, give me a warning, because like, I cannot take it. And Jason's like, yeah, well, Natalie's a fucking badass. Like, she wears a leather jacket and she has like cool long ass hair. So, like, she just throws it back. Like, she doesn't even do her hair sometimes. Like, the girl doesn't give a fuck. Marry her.
Hey, Natalie, you're, like, so cool. Like, you have, like, dark energy, but you're also, like, a fairy. And I'm definitely, like, bonding with you. Like, you're cool as shit. And I'm thinking, damn, that was real shit that you said. Like, that you said that. Like, that's for real. Like, that's like some dark energy fairy shit. Like, I love that for us.
You're, like, a dark fucking energy fairy, and you've got a leather jacket. Do you want to get married?
Are you saying fairy or fairy? Because I really don't want to be a boat.
Fairy, man.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, like I feel like if we were out and just like somebody was like talking shit, she would just beat him up for me or something. And I'd be like, you're cool. That's a badass. Leather jacket.
He really likes a dominant lady. Remember he was upset that Angelica didn't like fight off another girl for him?
Yeah. He wanted to start a fight in the Barney's Beanery and she didn't fall for it.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay, so they arrive at a place called the OB. That's how you know that there will be children on the way, because they're going to a place called the OB. And they sit down to get drinks and everything. They're going to have some mezcal drinks, and Jason's going to get Natalie like a mezcal margarita. He's like, I think you might like it. It's smoky. It's perfect.
And this really hot guy who's attracted to the camera, I mean Venus, comes over, and he's like, so how are the drinks here? Wow. Ha. Is that a smoking honey? Oh,
God, yeah. Can I taste hers before I order it? God damn it. Where are you from?
And he feels up his like arm and everything. I mean, it's like, hi, I'm like, he's like not talking. And the guy's like, I'm Kevin. And Audrey's like, Kevin, I'm Audrey. Nice to meet you. This is Venus. And Venus is like, hey, I would say I'm a pillow princess in the flirting game. He's like my type, but like, I'm intimidated by men like him. And like, what if he isn't gay? I'm like, he's grabbing your arm right now and he's flirting with you. So he's either gay or he's gay for TV. And either way, take it. Go
either
for
way,
it.
Either way, you can fuck him. You know,
go for
so
it.
Venus is like, I have like the worst gaydar. Like, I didn't even know I was gay until I was in the ninth grade. It took me forever to come out of the closet. Like, ninth grade, Jesus Christ. It's like a lifetime.
When I quit the soccer team because they wouldn't allow me to bring my crimper on the bus, I started to think maybe I'm gay.
Team got so upset because, like, we couldn't win because the ball was crimped. Like, sorry. It's physics.
I thought it looked pretty good.
So they're so like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? Like, you like him. Go get him. I'm going to go get him for you. I mean, you got to make a move. I mean, come on. It's your time. Audrey's really talking him up and trying to get him to go bone that guy. And so now all the whole gang is like, we're going to get him laid. So Marcus goes in and finds him and he's like, yeah, he's with a girl. I was like, well, you guys aren't on a date, are you? And the girl's like, no. So got him for you. Go get him.
You know, me and Venus had a falling out mainly because I sent him a really nasty text and he responded. And then I aired out all his shit in front of the restaurant. But at the end of the day, you got nothing for crimping, but he didn't screw me over in a major way. That's just totally unforgivable. I'm also drunk. And anyway, Venus, he seemed a little nervous. I told him to join us. They're going to join us. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so Audrey slaps Venus, and she's like, get out of it. And he's like, slap me harder, bitch. She goes, yeah, get over it. You go get that guy. So now they go to a different bar, and they're sitting out in the back having drinks and stuff and talking about how he needs to get laid. And Demi's like, guys, let's be classy today. We're representing a sexy, unique restaurant. So before we get our drink, let's all breathalyze. I was like, what? And she pulls out this little keychain breathalyzer.
And they all breathe. They breathe into that. It. Or as I like to say, share all their germs with each other. And
yeah,
they.
Isn't it like the drunk. Pandemic never happened sometimes? It's like whenever people come out and like blow candles out on a birthday cake. Like, what did we just all go through? Like, why are we pretending like that never happened?
Right.
Like, it's just okay like, now. Let's just all blow all over each other and suck on each other's breathalyzers and shit. What are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand if people like share drinks or whatever, like taste this. Oh my God, this tastes so good. But there's some like weird sense that like you're putting your lips on different parts of the cup or like the alcohol's gonna kill the germs. But when everyone's just like literally blowing onto the same nozzle, it just feels like here. Let me leave this here for you, and now you can have it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Let me deposit this bacteria on this, and now let it hop on board. The bacteria has gotten a transfer from one subway car to another.
Yeah, so I guess we're just so resilient. I feel like I'm the only person still traumatized, but whatever. So everybody goes, they're all taking the breathalyzer, and so we see their scores. And the winner, the one who's had the most, is Demi.
Yes.
She's almost to the breaking point of the breathalyzer.
They're all drunk and having fun. And Jason asks Venus, so when was the last time you kissed somebody, bro? He's like, when I was 20. And they're like, oh, man. And Chris is like, well, Rome wasn't built in 7 years. We're going to get it fucking laid. So now they're going to do some role play. By the way, I actually thought this was so sweet. I mean, look how far we've come. In many ways, we haven't come far at all, but I think the fact that you have this entire, like, all these guys who are like, we're going to get our gay friend laid, I think that's actually, like, really, really lovely. So Chris is like, okay, we're going to role play. Hey, yo, what's going on?
Yeah, I guess let's role play. Let's pretend I'm the guy. Okay, you cannot do that to a gay. I'm sorry, but, like, I'm in love. I was just watching this. So I was like, okay, I love you. I will marry you.
I know, it is hard for us when straight guys do that kind of thing.
Like, oh my God. And Chris is like, I mean, he's a good looking dude. He's like tall, his amazing jawline. I mean, that fucking mane. I mean, looks like fucking Spirit the Horse. Yeah, he's hot.
So Chris, he puts a chair in his mouth, and Jason goes, "I'm hard. Let's get out of here and shoot some content."
So they're all laughing, and Angelica's like, "Oh my God, he's eating the cherry." And Chris asks if he's a top or a bottom. And Venus is like, "Well, lately I've been more into thinking about being fucked than actually doing the fucking." Like, "Oh yes, Venus, yeah.
I just feel so sex deprived that I could rip a kitchen counter off the wall." So Jason goes, "Kiss, kiss, kiss." Venus is like, "Oh my God, no, I mean me. Come on, bro, get over here." Chris is like, "I love Venus. I'll give him a hug." And they're like, "Ah." And so Mark's like, "I'll kiss him." So he goes over and kisses Venus. And everyone's like, "Ah."
She's like, "Why am I aroused? Why am I aroused right now?"
So then everybody starts making out. Venus kisses Audrey, and then Venus kisses Natalie. And Shane's like, "Oh my God, like he's made out with more people in the last 5 minutes than I have in like a week."
Yeah, bro. So then Chris is like, "Oh, if this was all some OnlyFans content, we'd be fucking rich right now, man. Oh my God, what if you throw dummy down and kiss her? Jason, kiss dummy right now." He's like, "I want to kiss you." "I know."
And Natalie's like, "Oh my God, I wish Lisa was here to see us all actually getting along. Like maybe not the making out part, but like still." And to me, it's like, "Yeah, I want more nights like this because we've like had a great night. Like, I'm so happy."
"Look at me, guys. I'm actually having an incredible time. Just see the way that my lips almost touch my lower jaw. That's how I smile. I'm having the best time."
So now they go dancing and they're getting all sexy with each other. And of course the boys are like giving lap, the OnlyFans boys are like shirtless and lap dancing people and stuff. And Chris and Audrey are making out, and Venus is like, "Oh my God, there's going to be like an orgy. Like everybody's like so fucking horny." And yeah, that's it pretty much. Right. Oh no. So then we see 17 hours later. And Audrey's going, "What the fuck was in the video? What was it? I saw ass. I saw dicks. It was incestuous." That comment is like character assassinating.
Dun, dun, dun. To be continued. So now the big fight happens next episode. So
I love it. That's character assassinating. They're fucking on this, what it's called. Well, we need a new word for it.
You're on Vanderpump Rules. Just being on the show is character assassinating.
Yeah. You're doing it to yourselves by being here. But fun show. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Go grab tickets for the Golden Crappies on February 27th over at watchwhatcrappens.com, and join us next week for voting beginning February 4th. That's also when you will grab your tickets for live streaming. Go grab taters. Oh, God, I wish we were recapping taters. That would be fun. Mm. Yeah. This potato I ate today, man. What a bitch. Traders recaps, ad-free listening, videos, all that stuff over at Patreon. And thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye. Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Ahrens?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make
make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy Are We is Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.